Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
I'd say better.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around.
Big Willie 105.5, thanks so much for joining us. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. Thank you so much for joining us. You can also see the show, although I can't imagine why you'd want to, on our Facebook live stream. And that is on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, which, by the way, the response in the past week or so to that page is unbelievable. All the polls that we have. One of the most interesting polls is Beyonce. Yes, on Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. She is now, they're trying to sell her as a country act, as a country singer. And we asked our listeners, the Big Willie 105.5 listeners, do you want to hear Beyonce country songs? And a lot of people are voting. If you'd like to vote, if you'd like to hear Beyonce songs on Big Willie 105.5, by all means, go to the page and cast your vote. Your vote matters. You can say, yes, we want more Beyonce country music songs, or no, we don't want more Beyonce country music songs on Big Willie 105.5. And your opinion matters. That's why we put the darn thing up there. So go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, follow it, of course, share it everywhere. You'll see the show, what there is to see of it, and also, well, you'll see the studio. Beautiful studio. We've got Big Willie signage everywhere, including a new mic flag. I think it finally arrived. The station broke down and got me a mic flag, which is this little plastic thing that you put over a, well, a mic that lets people know the call letters and the frequency. So now that I've got a Big Willie mic flag, it's right here. Why am I doing this? I've arrived. And you have too, I would say. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get me 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. And then encore presentations Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. First-time callers are especially welcome. Can someone, maybe you can explain to me, have you ever seen potholes in Belmont County? In fact, I guess you could call it the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Have you ever seen potholes as big as the potholes that are on that private road across the street from Whiteside, where Sheets is on one side and CVS on the other, and that private road takes you back to Aldi's? The potholes are essentially lakes. They're pothole lakes on either side. Have you ever seen a bigger pothole in Belmont County, or for that matter, anywhere else? And if so, what on earth do you think we should do about this? I have a few ideas. I have a few thoughts. I don't know if you've been thinking about this. I don't know if you've been trapped in one of these lake potholes, or pothole lakes, I guess I should say, right outside of Sheets and CVS on the way to Aldi's. But if you haven't seen them lately, it is unbelievable. And no one seems to care, except me and all the people who have to drive through them and cause God only knows what kind of damage to their cars. If you have any ideas on this, any suggestions, if you know how to repair a pothole, help me understand how we can do that. The pothole repair line is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, the rules of engagement, no cursing, no mention of sponsors, and no monologues. Don't go on and on and on and on and on about this. But if you have any sense, any idea of how to fix a pothole, especially those pothole lakes on either side of that road leading up to Sheets and CVS and Aldi's, by all means, please give me a call. I would very much like to get your thoughts on this. What on earth can we do about this? Because it's really, really bad. So speaking of gaping holes, the streetscape project, and did you notice the seamless segue from one topic to another. I'm talking about the pothole lakes in Belmont County, outside of St. C, where the Sheets and CVS are. And from there, I segue effortlessly into streetscape and the gaping holes, these bioswales, these gaping holes that caused me to call streetscape Street Gape in honor of the gaping holes. Interesting story in the failed newspaper, The Unintelligencer. But, you know, I mean, fair is fair. This is where I got the story. So, you know, you got to be honest and say this is where I got the story. Wheeling Toast launch of POTA District. A POTA District is private outdoor designated area, which I guess means you can drink outside of the bar or the restaurant and walk around for a while. I don't know. And so there's a picture of these guys, two councilmen, a new private outdoor designated area or POTA District in Wheeling officially went into operation Friday, and it didn't take long for spotters of the initiative to raise a glass and supporters of the initiative, my bad. It's not a typo. I screwed up. My bad. And it didn't take two. And it didn't take long for supporters of the initiative to raise a glass and propose a toast. And there are a couple of city councilmen proposing a toast or whatever to their, I don't know, to their genius or whatever it happens to be. And you got Wheeling City Councilman Ty Thorngate saying that's one small sip for man, one giant drink for mankind. Okay, not bad. I'll give him that. Not bad. Not bad. During the POTA operating hours, patrons at participating licensed establishments can purchase an alcoholic beverage in a designated plastic POTA cup and carry their drink to go while walking to other participating businesses within the district. How long do you think it's going to be? And it may have already happened, now that I think about it. How long do you think it's going to be, if it hasn't already happened, where these guys, these men and women walking around with their alcoholic beverages, walk into one of these gaping bioswales? How long do you think that's going to take? And how many over the course of a typical week are we going to see? And who's going to get sued over these things? That's my question. It's just a question of time. That's all there is to it. It's just a question of time. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. But boy, the way the city is trying to pitch this thing, they're saying that, you know, these things are wonderful and terrific. And we had Denny Magruder, the mayor, who's a nice man. He's a very nice man. There's no question about that. But he was saying just a few days ago, something to the effect of, and I really should try to find that story. He was saying essentially something to the effect that the city of Wheeling, one of the big problems is that people are negative. And they shouldn't be talking smack, shouldn't be talking anything negative about the city. That instead, if people were just talking positive about the city, everybody would feel a whole lot better about the bioswales and the never-ending construction and the Wheeling Pit building that's going nowhere and the useless parking garage that they built, not even connected to the Wheeling Pit building. That's, of course, also going nowhere. A great place to house homeless people, I would say, that new parking garage. A great place to house homeless people. And so the mayor's just going on and on about how we really, really need to be a lot more positive around here. And I thought to myself, Denny, you sound like all the rest of them, like all the other, you know, like that failed mayor, what's his name? What the hell was his name? Lephart or something? He was like one of the worst the first time that I was here in the valley. I mean, gee, not the brightest guy. We're pretty much at that level here now. We really are. So I guess in honor of Mayor Denny Gruder, Magruder, I won't say anything negative about the gaping holes that are these bioswales. And I'm not going to say anything negative about the people walking around with alcoholic beverages, the POTA district, which I have no problem with that, by the way. I mean, if the homeless can do it, why can't the rest of us? It's pretty much my point. You know, and the homeless just have to have, you know, their bottles and in bags and all that. Well, we have them in special cups. So, because we're better than the homeless. But both want to walk around drinking alcohol on the streets. So it's like, okay, fine. But just a question of time. just a question of time until somebody falls in. I absolutely believe. I hope it doesn't happen, obviously. But boy, oh, there I go being negative again. Sorry, Denny. Sorry about that. What a wonderful city downtown Wheeling has turned out to be. And I'm sure they'll be finished with the construction on Market Street in the next, 5 or 10 years, I'm guessing, the way things are going. It's unbelievable. This thing never ends. It just never ends. And yet when it finally did end on Main Street with that reconstruction, looking at the finished product with those gaping holes, it's like, oh my God. And you got these different things coming up out of the sidewalk at different levels. I mean, they're just screaming, hey, trip over me, trip over me, trip over me. I could see that happening. I really could. Next, I've got another interesting piece of audio for you, an audio clip. This is a lot of Trump people are very concerned about the lack of any action on the part of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, people in charge of the DOJ, FBI. You know, what are we doing here? They sat down with Maria Bartiromo. I've always had a tough time with her name. With the money honey. That's it. With the money honey. And they were reassuring everyone and trying to reassure everyone that everything is going to be fine. We're on top of everything. And they may be right. Let's hear some of what they had to say to reassure me and to reassure you.
But you promoted Stephen Jensen, the architect of the FBI's overzealous January 6th investigation.
I want the American public to realize what we did. That man was in a position where he literally fought back against the machine who was saying, we want to politicize this event. We want to politicize this event. And at the end of the day, remember, Maria, there's a chain of command here. So you can fight back your chain of command to a certain degree before they fire you. And Steve Jensen and other folks were promoted because they embody what the American public demands of FBI agents.
To get to the bottom of something like January 6th and the pipe bomber case, for example, you need three things. You need people, you need information, and you need people with information. I'll allow the public to put that together and just wait and you'll see. Nothing we're doing, nothing is by accident.
Well, does that sound reassuring? I don't know. I certainly hope so because we got the right people in there. I certainly hope so. Time will tell, but sometimes what looks like a reassuring appointment doesn't turn out to be that way. Look at this woman that Trump nominated for the Supreme Court. This Amy Bartlett or whatever her last name is. She's turned out to be a liberal. She's joining the other three hardcore liberals on the court, all women. And she might as well be one of them. She is one of them. So just because Donald Trump nominates someone who looks good on paper does not necessarily mean that they're going to work out. And she is the best example of that. What a horrible, horrible disappointment she has been. Absolutely horrible. So we will see. Phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you're a first-time caller, you're especially welcome. Any thoughts on how we can go about fixing the pothole lakes right off of National Road, that Aldi Drive or Addy Drive, whatever it's called. It's a private road between Sheets and CVS going back to Aldi. The size of the potholes is absolutely unbelievable. Water goes into them. They're pothole lakes is what they've turned out to be. And the thing that really bothers me so much.